Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be Challenge of the Yukon. Original air date is August 28th, 1944, and the title is Magnanimous Ghost. Hope you guys enjoy.
The Challenge of the Yukon.
On King! On your Husky!
The Wonder Dog King, swiftest and strongest of Eskimo lead dogs, blazes the trail through storm and snow for Sergeant Preston as he meets the Challenge of the Yukon. Sergeant Preston was typical of the small band of Northwest Mounted Police who preserved law and order in the new Northwest country, where the greed for wealth and power led to frequent violence and bloodshed. But in spite of the odds against them, Sergeant Preston and his Wonder Dog King met that challenge, and justice ruled triumphant. The cabin of Crazy Pete on Beaver Lake had been deserted since his death, when a rumor had started that it was haunted. It was a sad-looking place, with leaky roof and sagging timbers. The Yukon winds howled through it, and prospectors gave it a wide berth when passing it at night. Sergeant Preston, on his way to White Horse after dark, was startled, therefore, when he saw a dim light shining through its single window. He stopped his team and, with his lead dog King at his heels, knocked at the door that someone had set straight on its hinges.
Who is there?
Sergeant Preston, Northwest Mounted Police.
Did you say the police?
Yes. Just thought I'd see who was here.
Well, come in, come in.
Mind if I bring my dog?
Well, no, not if he's friendly. He looks kind of fierce.
He's very friendly, unless I tell him not to be. Aren't you, boy?
I'm Ephraim Tate, and this is my partner, Abe Hopkins.
Howdy.
How do you do?
Sit down, Sergeant. Here's a box. We ain't had much time to get settled.
Well, thanks. This will be fine. Here, King. Down beside me, boy.
We just bought this place yesterday. Worked for 2 days trying to nail it together a bit. Ethan me hail from Kansas.
Well, you're a long way from home. You say you bought this place?
Well, we sort of made a trade, you might say. The man who owned it gave it to us for a watch I had. We were just about broke. It was a mighty good watch, but we needed a roof for our heads.
Why, nobody owned this cabin. It's been vacant for years.
Nobody owned it? And why was it standing here vacant with places so scarce?
Well, I'm afraid you've been cheated out of a watch. Oh. Nobody lived in it because it had the reputation of being haunted. Silly, of course.
Haunted? And I've been cheated.
Why, that dirty cheating buzzard?
A strange old man used to live here. People called him Crazy Pete. He had nothing to do with anyone, and when he died, they said his ghost came back.
Did he get any gold out of the place?
Oh, perhaps a little. Nobody knew much about him.
At least we got a roof over our heads. We spent all day yesterday and today patching up the place. I guess I ain't afraid of a ghost or two if I can just keep warm in this consarned country.
Trouble is, we ain't got enough money to get back home.
If I ever catch that lying skunk that told us all we had to do up here was pick gold nuggets off in the street,
I'm afraid prospecting isn't that easy.
Brung some old jewelry of Abigail. These beads and some rings. Maybe I could sell them.
I've been telling you, Abe, that them ain't worth nothing. Abigail's jewelry is all glass, and them...
I know it! I give them to her! They're pretty. In this light, a body wouldn't know them from real pearls.
Not if a body was as nearsighted as you be.
Well, maybe something will work out. There's always trapping and plenty of game to hunt.
You mean there ain't much use about looking for gold around here?
I'm afraid not.
Well...
Guess I better get back to town. Sorry to bring you bad news first time we meet. I'll see if I can locate the man who took your watch.
Well, now, Sergeant, that's mighty good of you.
Come on, King, we're leaving.
Oh, it's a shame to disturb him. He was resting so pretty.
I'll drop in to see you again soon.
Well, come as soon as you can. We like neighbors.
Bye.
Good night.
Nice fire.
Yep.
I wish we had Plenty for more fur blankets, and I froze last night.
Well, maybe I can find an Indian who'll trade us some for these beads.
If you could find one dumb enough.
So, darn it, the string broke. There they go.
Oh, why in the name of Jupiter you brought all that 10-cent jewelry up here? Now we'll probably slip on them and break a couple of hips.
Well, help me pick them up, will you? I can't see them.
Why in blazes we ever left camp?
The following morning, the two old men reluctantly dragged their creaking bones out of their bunks.
Blame fire's almost out. It's colder than a polar bear's tail in this place.
If we was only in Kansas, sunshine would be pouring in and we'd be opening the doors.
Oh, stop blathering about Kansas and stir your bones. Get your water in the kettle while I nurse this confounded fire.
Oh, my rheumatism is starting up again. That Mountie talked about a ghost. No ghost with any sense could ever come back to climate like this.
What's the matter?
Look, here on this table.
What you eating out here?
It's gold.
You see anything?
Here, right here on this table. It's a gold nugget.
Why, so it is. Where'd that come from?
Did you hear anything last night?
No.
Well, who could... Say, that bead I was looking at last night. Remember that big one I left on here? It's gone.
You mean it's turned to gold?
Maybe they have funny ghosts in the Yukon. Maybe they're beads.
Hey, you plumb crazy? But how did...
Well, that's the kind of ghost I've been looking for. From now on, we're putting Abigail's beads all over the place.
It was the following week, and some men were gathered in Jacques LaRue's trading post, listening with amazement to a weird story.
See, this is one of the nuggets. The others are bigger. These men, they come for supply. Tell me about this nice ghost.
Sounds fishy to me.
Yeah, it ain't possible.
Yes, she is possible. I have heard many things about ghosts. Yeah, but never such nice one. These men, all he must do is eat and sleep. These ghosts, he mind their goal. Sacre bleu. Could I just once find myself such a spirit?
Bill, come on. We got to get going.
Come on, Jake. I'll see you later, Jack.
Bonjour.
Can you beat that? Them old codfish moving into Crazy Pete's cabin and having gold brought to him.
Yeah, explain what happened. Crazy Pete left a pile of gold around there someplace when he died. Just the way I thought he did.
You mean you don't think they're getting the way they say they are?
So he was digging in too, huh? Well, they ain't fooling me. I'm going to show them a ghost that don't fool.
Now, what do you mean?
We're going to visit them in the middle of the night. And if they don't tell this ghost where the gold is, they'll get the information choked out of them.
I don't see why you had to go and blab about our gold, Abe.
Well, did you want me to lie? I ain't never lied in my life, and I ain't going to start at 65.
65? Why, you're older than me. I was 65 3 years ago.
Well, forgetting ain't no sin. Anyway, I didn't tell him nothing about the bees and how he likes them.
Hello.
Well, if it ain't the sergeant back again, come in and bring that dog of yours. We shaved a bone for him.
Come on, King.
Hello, Sergeant Preston. Sit down and make yourself comfortable.
Thanks, Abe. I came to check on some rumors around town. They say you've struck it rich.
Oh, gee, yes, Sergeant. It's our friendly ghost.
Well, is it true that nuggets have been left in your cabin during the night?
Some was left once when we was out hunting. Seems as how this ghost walks in the daytime.
I can't understand it. Are you nervous about it? I mean, do you want protection?
Oh, no, sir, Sergeant. We was a little scared in the beginning, but now we ain't. It's kind of a nice feeling. Kind of friendly-like. Abe even put out a bowl of soup for him last night.
How did he eat it?
Didn't touch it.
I thought you might want me to investigate.
Oh, no, it might offend him. And he might be afeard of your dog.
Well, as long as you aren't worried.
You just tell everybody to let us be in. Pretty soon we'll have enough money to get back to Kansas.
Mm-hmm. Sergeant Preston determined to solve the mystery, and that night he camped near the cabin to watch. It was after midnight, and inside the cabin the silence was broken only by the snores of the two old men. Suddenly the door creaked open slowly, and stealthy footsteps crossed the room. A figure bent over Abe silently, and two hands grasped his throat.
Not a yell out of you, Grandpa. Or it'll be your last.
What's going on, Abe? Is it a ghost?
Then you shut up, or I'll choke this partner of yours. I'll give you 2 minutes to tell me. Where is it?
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
You don't like that, do you? Now tell me where that gold is hidden, or I'll...
Hey, what the hell? Take him off me. Get him off me.
Maybe, Mayor King. I'll light the lamp.
What's going on? Who is it? Who's making it?
All right, Eve. I'll have a light in a minute. Watch him, King.
Take this dog away.
All right, King. Let him up. Now, no funny business, or I'll let the dog finish it for me.
Why, he's the man who took my watch. And there's a chain of it hanging from his pocket. Give me that, you. Did you get it, Abe?
You're darn tootin' out here.
Where's Bill? I can't...
You mean your partner? He's out there handcuffed to a tree, too scared to yell. Come on, you. We're going out to join him. Watch him, King. I'll see you in the morning. Guess you're safe now. Come along, you.
Well, thanks, Sergeant. You saved our lives.
Now, you see, that's what you get for blabbing about the gold.
I don't know why you're complaining. It was my neck he was squeezing. Anyway, I got my watch back. Enough noise to scare a body to death. Abe...
What?
You don't suppose we scared him, do you?
You mean a ghost? Sure. He ain't been here. There's the bead still on the table.
The following morning, when Sergeant Preston returned to the cabin, he found two downcast old men.
Well, you won't have to worry anymore. I have those two locked up. That won't give you any further trouble.
Yeah.
Well, Abe, you don't seem very happy about it.
Oh, no, it ain't that, Sergeant. It's just that, well, we ain't going to get any more nuggets.
What? What do you mean?
I guess our ghost didn't like all that confusion. He practically told us so.
Told you so? What are you talking about?
Guess we can tell you all about it now, how we got the gold and all.
You see, Sergeant, every night we'd leave some beads around, and most nights he'd leave us a nugget for him.
You mean he'd take a bead and leave a nugget?
Yep. But after last night and all that noise, he took the bead, but look what he left. Just an old piece of dirty rag. That's just like saying he's mad, ain't it?
Wait a minute. Let me see that rag. Maybe we can find this ghost. Here, King. Take a sniff of this, fella. Find it, boy. Where is it?
What's he sniffing in the corner for?
We'll soon find out.
Wait, he's just scratching at the floor.
Have you something I can use to pry up that board?
Well, he has a pickaxe, but what you going to do that for?
Well, I'm afraid you scared your ghost away, but here's his nest. See, there are your Why, look. Look at the sacks and the pile of nuggets.
One of the sacks is busted open. Do you think they all have nuggets in them like that?
Only jumping crickets.
Well, looks as if you have your fare back to Kansas.
Fare? Why, we could buy half the state with all that. But how... What do
your
you make
ghost
of it?
Is a pack rat. I'd have thought of it before. You see, they never pick up anything without leaving something in its place. This pack rat made its nest beside Crazy Pete's hiding place. The rat would take a bead and leave a nugget. A piece of cloth he left was part of the torn sack.
Well, I'll be switched if that ain't right at comedy.
I'm going to get me some of them critters to take back to Kansas.
Oh, fella, this is one rat I won't let you catch.
These copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit, and all characters, names, places, and incidents used are fictitious. They are sent to you each week at the same time. This is Bill Morgan speaking. This is the Michigan Radio Network.
Thanks for listening. Check out the show notes at otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call or leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Till the next show, have a great day, and thanks for listening.